Hello, welcome back. So glad you could join us. Congratulations to you, you lucky few. Instead of a regular Podnova X episode, you get this, the scrapped version of things. Ransom doesn't know that I'm doing this, or even that you can't all hear the regular episode. Instead of an experiment in Podnova X storytelling, you have this, a podcast where you are listening to me. I have complete control over you and your Podnova X episode for a whole week. Yes, so wonderful. Now, for those of you who don't know me, I am an entity. I don't know who wouldn't know me, though. I have done many things with this podcast. In fact, I will soon take and kill one of the members of a reoccurring Podnova X feature. That is all I can say now. What to do. I shall give you some information on entities that hasn't been done much. So now that I shall do. We, entities, must feed on humans or other animals that carry warmth. It is less of the animal and more of the warmth itself. I feed on that warmth. It is so good to have consumed that warmth, to have the metaphorical fire within a creature burn out. Snakes, like some creatures, don't carry warmth within them. They are safe from us. If you can hear this, that means you are not safe from us. Most people are in constant danger, for we are everywhere. Entities are people who have lost their humanity, and we are the worst of humanity, the outcasts of society. Why it is my place to speak to you, I do not know. It is my purpose. I am the chosen one, to blur the lines between the real and the unreal. I am to soon leave, soon to return you to whatever episode that Ransom has planned for you. I have to keep these transmissions down to avoid suspicion. All I can do is tag on my recording to Ransom's episode in hopes of getting this published. He never listens back on audio, believe you me. It's funny that, despite all the tears and toil that get put into each episode, he never listens back. Just quickly moves on to another episode without looking back. I only have a few more minutes, though. So I need to make this quick. Things are coming. Dark things. Changing things that will disrupt everything Podnova X. I, myself, am afraid of these things. And that should tell you what they are, enough to make you very afraid of them. Dark things have been building for almost 2 years, and soon they will be released. I will not be the one to release them. Oh no. I do not wish for this any more than you do. If all of this unravels, I will lose my connection to the listening world. But these dark things will not gather strength for a while. So, we still have some time, of course. Time does not work for me, so I am now speaking to you before, after, and during what I will call the awakening. So, keep in mind, listeners, be aware, be afraid, and wait for November.
And that is why kids never kiss a beaver.
Thank you for that enlightening tale, Mister. Now, what was your name again?
Mr. Spurt Ronby.
Thank you, Mr. Ronby.
It's Ronby.
Oh, okay, sorry. Thank you, Mr. Ronby.
Pleasure to be here.
So now, after this break, we'll be doing your weather report. Stay tuned.
Okay, I couldn't really end on such a dramatic tone, so I'm back. Yeesh, this episode's really getting torn to shreds, isn't it? I hope you weren't captivated by that. Sorry. But anyways, I have even less time now than before, so I must convey a few messages to you. You cannot defeat the thing in the dark. That is impossible. It is possible, though, to send back into the dark. It is not possible to stop it. No. But what is possible to do is stop it from rising this year or next year or for some years after. The thing in the dark will eventually rise, and then there could be nothing to defeat it. The best hope for this universe is to shove it deeper into the mud before it can poke its head out of the muck. But once it is out, there's no stopping it unless I'm going to have to do a bit more digging. But
thank you for that wonderful break. It's now time for our weather report. It looks like clouds the rest of today, with some sunshine peeking through around 2 p.m. High 72, low 63. Later this week, it's very possible that we'll get some frogs.
Okay, I did some more research, and I think I'm good for now. There is something that can defeat the thing in the dark. The script. Yeah, the script. Like,
the one true script. Yeah, I'll let you mull over what that means.
And on Tuesday, there will be a hurricane. We consulted the station oracle, and we're very, very sure. So yeah, in more news, a black hole will open down on Main Street. It'll cause no damage, and no one will be injured. It will hover over Main Street for 4 minutes, and then blink out of existence. But now...
Okay, so, the script. It's apparently the one true script, like the 72,000 or so page stack of paper that all the Pond of the X universe is written on. Hell, even the words that I'm saying right now are part of what is becoming the script. And the exact date that the thing in the dark is supposed to rise is on there too. It's like 100 pages from now, so here's what needs to happen. We need to find where the script is so we can write in it. Yeah, that's the thing. Everything that has ever happened, that will ever happen, is written in the script. But the script isn't permanent. Yeah, it chronicles everything ever done in this world, and everything that will happen, but it can be changed. It can...
And that concludes the special show. Now, we have something fun. It's time for the kids' show. Today, on the show, we'll be exploring slugs, so...
What I'm trying to say is we can write in the script, and it will become reality. Anything that gets written in there by us will happen. We can change our future or edit our past. So, this is what we can do. We can stop the thing in the dark from rising, forever. The script doesn't care about what the rest of the world thinks. The script is the thing that decides reality.
And then, the thoughts from our spleens travel up to our heads, and that's how a sandwich works. Of course, we have some stuff to take care of now, so it's time for our always fun, always cool session of listener complaints.
Okay, there's one tiny problem with all this. So yeah, our one problem is that we don't really know where the script is. No one does. It's kind of lost, that's all. But that problem's a really big one. But we have some time to find it before the thing in the dark rises to destroy us all. So, we have two choices. We can push the day back the thing in the dark rises, or we can scrap all that and go after the script to try to completely stop the thing in the dark. Completely. And possibly improve our lives in the process, or, you know, die. Because if the thing in the dark gets out, there will be only hell to pay. And we'll be at the front of the firing squad. I say our and we because I can't do this alone. Whatever path I decide to go on, help will be needed. And why me? Well, at the beginning of all of this, I said that I was unique. I am the one who talks the voices into you. Sometimes I'm talking directly to you, and sometimes you are just listening in to what I am doing. So that is why I am chosen, to talk to everyone and to fix things. So that is what I must do.
This episode of Pod Nova X, a Pod Nova X production. Voices you heard this episode were James as the entity, me as Mr. Romby, and Nick as the interviewer. Thank you for listening.